Now let's lead off with an alarming development in public health. Health officials in McLean County are concerned about a sharp rise in syphilis cases. It reflects a trend in the sexually transmitted disease becoming more prevalent in downstate Illinois. More from GLT's Eric Stock.
Communicable disease supervisor with the McLean County Health Department, Melissa Graven, says the county's preliminary data shows 25 syphilis cases last year and 20 already in 2019.
Very concerning when in previous years we maybe would see 5-10 cases at the most, and we're doubling that and we're on track to see even more. We worry about the long-term effects that untreated syphilis can have on people. It can cause a lot of damage to nerves, eyes. It can lead to death if not treated.
The state declared a syphilis outbreak in McLean County last year, while statewide numbers have tripled in Illinois over the last decade, with a greater frequency coming in rural areas. Graven suspects part of the increase comes from greater awareness about the sexually transmitted disease.
A lot of people thought that was something that happened lots of years ago, and we didn't have that problem anymore. But now people are more aware of syphilis and are testing for it. The exact reason, I think, is still trying to be determined at a national level.
Graven says the health department's role is to ensure the medical community tests for the disease. It is preventable, but can be fatal if left untreated, and symptoms might not be detectable for weeks.
Syphilis can be a very sensitive topic that a lot of people don't want to talk about, but we try to educate our providers and our urgent cares, our community health care and Chestnut Family Health Center, and getting it, the messaging out that syphilis isn't always thought about being screened for.
The nonprofit Kaiser Health News Service attributes part of the rise in syphilis cases to a drop in the state's funding for STD prevention over the last 4 years. I'm Eric Stock.